Hey, it's Chaya, and I'm back with another episode of Freedom with PTSD. So I started my podcast a couple weeks ago, and I decided to do this episode with video as well. So for those of you who are on my podcast, if you want to see me on video, see me live, go onto YouTube and search for Chaya Shimon, Chaya Shimon, and you will see this video. And for those of you who are watching and would prefer to just hear me, please go to Spotify and check out my podcast. Again, you can do my name or Freedom with PTSD. Should bring it up as well. So today I want to talk about so much. So I'm going to just break it down and bring it to the beginning. When I started this podcast, I felt like I was drowning and I had no idea how to even find any level of calm within myself regarding my PTSD. I was diagnosed with complex PTSD literally on, I think it was the second week of the podcast, and just a couple of weeks ago, and I plunged headfirst into PTSD to a whole new level. So for those of you, I'm guessing if you're here, you have some sort of background with it, some sort of experience with it, or you yourself are going through it. And even if you're not, there's so much to gain just from understanding the complexity of our brain and understanding how you get freedom with PTSD. So if you don't have it, there are so many tools that you can still use. But just so that I do you justice, the difference between PTSD and complex PTSD, which I'm finally starting to understand, is that PTSD is if you've had, for example, a trauma like a car accident, or you witnessed a stabbing or something, and it's really intense and it's really hard, and there's nothing to say about that. I agree, it's horrible. Or like a pregnancy scare or something like that. On the other side, complex PTSD would be, let's say, a hard pregnancy. So that's 9 months of this trauma of like maybe losing the fear of losing the baby or the fear of losing your life or things like that. Or most commonly, it's in childhood PTSD. It's in childhood where this complex PTSD is born. For example, if you experienced sexual abuse and the person was around you, or physical or emotional abuse on a day-to-day basis, will have the ability to traumatize your mind consistently to a point where it develops differently. So whether it happened in childhood or in adulthood, if you've been traumatized for a long enough period of time, your developmental stages of your brain will be different. Your brain will have developed a different method of survival because it had to survive, as opposed to if you went through one experience, while it is horrible, and I'm not making one worse than the other, even though it kind of sounds that way, it has the ability to affect some processes in your brain, but it's very unlikely that it will affect you on the level that complex PTSD will. So now that I did the boring part, realistically, what does that mean? So that means in my life that there are constantly different, voices and different voices in my head, right? We all have voices telling us, do this, don't do this, this is smart, this isn't, you're good, you're not, you're ugly, you're pretty, things like that. And in my brain, I have many. And I have many that will try to protect me on a day-to-day basis, try to protect me from getting up. Honestly, even just getting up and going outside seems too dangerous. Now, I've learned how to deal with that, so thank God the last few weeks weren't spent in bed. However, everything I was doing felt like I was literally, in those dreams where you're like, you can barely move because like there's some sort of force that seems to be holding you in place, and you can hear them running behind you and about to come catch up with you, and you're trying to and you can't move. Right? Well, that's how I felt. I felt like no matter what I was doing, and I was doing good work, I couldn't move fast enough for myself. I couldn't move at many points to the places I wanted to go because my brain was constantly bringing up those fears of what was. So this is totally not uncommon. I got married around 3 and a bit over 3 months ago. And I grew up being told constantly that no one was gonna love me. I was never gonna find the guy I wanted. And pretty much I was being abused left, right, and center. So I had the understanding that I was gonna be abused in marriage too. In my culture, I grew up religious. Arranged marriages is a normal thing, not the way it was in the past, but still. And I ended up leaving my religion completely because I didn't want to end up stuck with a guy that they set me up with. So just to give the back end story, that was my fear all along, and I was so scared of it. On top of that all, I was sexually abused when I was 5, so my whole developmental stages of healthy relationships, healthy interpersonal connections was completely shattered at a very young age. I lived in fear since then, and many various factors of the abuse that I was going through on a day-to-day basis. All together came to this point where now I get married, have the best day of my life. I prepared for that so much. So I literally had moments of like whole new level of freedom. But then I come to the other side of it, and now my brain's freaking out because everything it knows is being questioned. So now it's starting to come up with answers, but it's only giving the answers it knows from the past because that's all it knows. And now I wasn't consciously aware of this while it's happening. So I'm not sure why. I'm like in the happiest stage of my life, but I'm so sad, and I can't for the life of mine figure out why. All I can do is go back to that past that I've worked so hard to leave. And suddenly I was just starting to lose faith and lose hope because I'm just like, this ain't gonna happen. Like if this at my favorite time of my life, like the best time of my life, I can't find the ability to let go of my past, how the hell am I ever gonna do it? And that's when depression kicked in. And I'm going completely real and open about it because I want to explain to you why the next stage was so important and why this is so important for you, whether or not you have PTSD, complex PTSD, whether you are in the stages I'm talking about where you're depressed or not. But what started to happen is I realized that I turned PTSD into my enemy. I was so afraid of seeing anything from my past that I was busy trying to heal that and run from it. And the more I ran, the more it came and held me back. Whatever you resist persists. And that's literally, I find that true and time again. And that's literally what was happening. I found myself running and thinking that if I can go far enough away from my PTSD, everything would be okay, and trying to cure PTSD. And then it clicked in my brain that there is no cure for this. But like what I learned to do with anxiety, I'm an anxiety release coach for a reason because I really, really, really learned how to deal with it to the point where anxiety really doesn't affect my life or my ability to do anything. And when it does show up, I'm really happy because anxiety is telling me exactly, pointing me in the direction of what I gotta do. I realized, oh my God, I gotta befriend this. Rather than fighting my PTSD, I need to find a way to befriend it, and that's what I'm here to tell you today. What if you befriend the part of you that you're the most afraid of, that you want to run from the most? What if you really stopped running from it and gave yourself the opportunity to get to know it and to learn what it's here for? It's not here by mistake, and it's not here to make you suffer. We are not here to make us suffer. But pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. You can take pain and give it meaning that works for you, and suddenly pain isn't scary. You can give pain the ability is for you to it to be like a sign that tells you now you need to go and take care of yourself. You can give pain the ability to show you, oh, it's time to find God and tell him, hey, God, I need your help right now. There are so many things you can do with pain, and I've known this already, but suddenly it clicked in my brain. Oh my God, I was so afraid of CPTSD because every time I saw it, I went back, and I never want to go back. Oh my God, I never want to go back. But what if instead of running from that, I don't want to go back, and running into that place of running from what I don't want to go back to, I let myself see, why am I going back? What's happening? And even not ask so many questions, but just ask the PTSD, why are you coming here? Why are you here? What do you want? Is there anything I can do to help you? And with compassion, a whole new door started to open, and it's still evolving, which is why I love this podcast, because I get to show you the uncut version of change rather than, hey, this is the steps I took. No, I want you to see the steps and take them with me. And I really hope you do, because it's so beautiful and there's so much available. So I'm sure by next week I'll have much more to build on based off of this. But first, I want to give you this step, because if you can really find yourself befriending the thing you're so afraid of, you'll find out it's not so scary. And you'll also find out how to actually be with it and how to make it work for you. So that's really what I'm about to learn, is how does PTSD work for me? And so far, as I've been doing this, I'm proud, because honestly, it's become really, really connective to self and to God. And it's become an opportunity for me to move mountains that I never thought possible. And I'm not going to lie, because as soon as I say that, suddenly my brain says, yeah, and I need to explain to you all about where I come from so you understand my PTSD. And that's basically PTSD trying to bring me back there, because it doesn't want to be forgotten. And instead of going there, what I have to say to you, which is really what I'm saying to my PTSD, is I get it. You never want to be forgotten. I promise you, you won't be. You will always live on in me. And I will give you the best life you never thought you could have ever had. I assure you of that. And I'm not trying to get rid of you. I just want to show you how to live. Do you see the difference of that? Do you see that? I'm getting chills, because I can feel how suddenly, instead of running from it, I actually ran right to it. And this level of completion begins to show up. All right, that's it. That's our time for today. I really hope you join me and see this transformation. And let me know how it feels. Let me know how it goes. I love doing this. I love sharing with you my process. And I really hope that it's helpful for you, as it is for me, and that it starts to move things the way you want it to. All right, see you guys soon. Enjoy.